The IMF says opium production has risen by 4,000% since 2001 and earns Afghan farmers about $1 billion a year. An estimated 93% of the world's heroin made from opium comes from Afghanistan. Analysts say the Taliban insurgency derives much of its revenue from the illegal opium trade. The IMF says a mounting anti-government insurgency, instability in neighboring Pakistan, and rampant corruption have slowed the inflow of foreign direct investment. Economic growth, the IMF reports, slowed to 6% in 2007, mainly due to drought, but is expected to more than double to over 13% this year. The political environment is described as increasingly complex, with the government confronted by multiple and competing demands. Jobs remain scarce and living standards haven't been able to rise. The IMF says foreign aid accounts for a whopping two-thirds of Afghanistan's gross domestic product. Afghanistan has been rebuilding an economy that was shattered during 6 years of rule by the fundamentalist Taliban that was overthrown in 2001. Since then, an estimated 4 million refugees have returned, while NATO-led peacekeepers maintain security in the mountainous territory. IMF Afghanistan Mission Chief Mohammed El-Hage says trade ties with Pakistan remain strong despite problems.
There has been some disruption in trade. There has been, you know, I mean, the trade links between Afghanistan and Pakistan are very, very strong.
El-Hage says that Afghan wheat exports to Pakistan have slowed significantly. Afghanistan is ranked as one of the world's most corrupt countries by Transparency International, a Berlin-based agency that monitors corruption. Because of graft, many aid agencies channel their assistance through non-governmental organizations, a practice opposed by the central bank. El-Hage agrees that an increasing flow of aid should be dispersed through the central government.
We do support the authorities' objective to have more aid channeled through the central government budget. But again, what we need to take into account the institutional capacity and the absorptive capacity of the central government.
El-Hage says that privatization of state enterprises is lagging behind, and he called attention to the alleged corruption in the electricity company, saying that no further funds should be dispersed to the firm until an audit has been made. Despite widespread problems, Afghanistan has achieved macroeconomic stability and a stable currency. Its overall economy has doubled in size in the past 5 years. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.